Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Vayera, that's Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vayvo, Shnei Malachim, Sodom, Ba'erev, and the two Malachim came to Sodom in the evening, Veloit Yoshe B'Shar Sodom, and Loit was sitting at the gate of Sodom, Vayar Loit Vayarkam Lekrosam, and Loit saw them, and he got up to greet them, Vayishtach Vapayim Arzo, and he bowed down on the floor. Let's see Rashi Vayera Pasuk Aleph, it calls them Malachim. Asks Rashi, Alon Karam Anoshim, when they were with Avram, it calls them men. Why is it called the Malachim over here? So we answer, when the Shechina was there with them, that's because they were with Avram. Kram Anashim calls them men. Davarach, another understanding is Eitzel Avram. When we're dealing with Avram, Shekaycha Gadol, he was very important. He was very chashiv. Hamalachim Tidirim Etzel Kanashim. So the Malachim always came to him like men. Kram Anashim, so therefore calls them men. But Eitzel Light, when we're talking about light, and Malachim did not frequent light, Kram Malachim, so calls them Malachim. But Erev, they came in the evening. Rashi asks, Vichi kol kach shoa Malachim Chevron Lezdaim. Did they really take so long to get there from Chevron to Sedaim? It shouldn't have taken them that long. El, or rather, the reason why they took so long is because Malachi Rachim Hayu, they're angels of mercy. And Umamtinim Shema Yuchal Avram Lamed Alay. They're waiting all this time. Perhaps Avram is going to be successful in defending the people of Sodom. So Rashi tells us, like he said previously, Yashav Ksiv. It doesn't have a vav in there, so it could be read as Yashav, which means he just sat down. That day, they had appointed him as a shefet over them. Vayar Light, he saw. Avram Lamad. He learned from the house of Avram. Chazra Arachim to go pursue guests, and he sees some guests over here. So therefore, his training kicked in, as you would say, and then he went to go invite them to his house. So back to Chomish Pasuk Beis. Vayar Meni said, Hine na Adonai. Behold, now, my masters, Suruna, please turn El Beis Avdechem to the house of your servant, Valinu, and rest up, Rechatz Reglechem, and wash your feet, Vishkamtem, and then you can wake up early, Valachtem Lerakachem, and go on your way, Vayamru, and they said, Loi, no, Kibar, Chayv Nolin, rather we're going to sleep in the street. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Hine na Adonai, Hine na Atem Adonim Li, you are masters over me, Achar Shavartem Olai, because you passed by me, Davar Acher, Hine na Tzrichem Atem Lasi Slave, you have to pay attention, Al Rashaim Alolu, because of these Rashaim, Shaloya Kirubachem, they shouldn't recognize that you're here, Vizui Eitzah Nechayna, and this is a good Eitzah, this is a good piece of advice that Suruna Akmu es Haderech Lbesi, you shall circumvent the way to my house. Derech Hakalosayin, you should go a roundabout way. Shalei Hakiru Shatem Nechnasim Sham, so they shouldn't realize that you're going there. Lekach Nemer, that's why I said Suru. Malina Rachatz Raglechem asks Rashi Vichi Darkan Shal Bnei Adam Lalon Tchilav Achakach Lerchatz. Does it make sense that a person goes to sleep and only then he washes up? Usually he washes up from the journey and then he goes to sleep. And Vaid, furthermore, Shari Avram Amalhem Tchilav Rachatz Raglechem. First, Avram Vinu told him to wash your feet, and Light told them to wash your feet only afterwards. Alakach Amar Light. This is what Light was telling them. If the men of Sodom come and they see that you've already washed your feet, they're going to complain against me. They're going to say, already 2 or 3 days has passed and they've been at your house and you didn't tell us. That's why he said, it's better that they have the dust on their feet still. It's as if they just came now. Therefore, Amar, he said, first you should rest up, and then afterwards you could wash up. And they said, no. And to Avram they said, Kain Tase, we shall do that. Mikan, we learn from here, Shem Misarvan Lakatan, that someone who's of low stature, you can refuse him. But Ve'en Misarvan Lagadol, someone who is of very important stature, like Avram Avinu, you can't refuse him. And they told him, Ki Baruchayv Nolin, Hare Ki, over here the word Ki is Mishamash Bolshain Ella, means rather. Shamar, they told him, Loi Nasrel Beischa, we're not going to go to your house. Ella Baruchayv Shal Ir Nolin, rather we're going to sleep in the city. Let's go back to Chomash Pasa Gimel, Vayifzar Bam Ma'id, and he really pressured them, he begged them, Vayisurei Love, so they turned to him, Vayvoyal Beisha, they came to his house, Vayas Lahem Mishta, and he made a feast for them, Umatzes Afa Vayachelu, and he baked matzahs and they ate. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Vayasura Ilov, Ikmo Saderch Lotzad Besoy. They went in a roundabout way to go to his house, Umatzes Afa. Why'd he bake the matzahs? Pesachaya, because it was Pesach. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalid, Teremishkavu, it was even before they lie down, Va'anche Ir, Anche Sudaim, Nusabal Abayas. And the men of the city, the men of Sudaim, they converged upon the house, Minar Vadzakin, from youth until the old people, Kol Amikatsa, all the people till the very end. Vatzi Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalid, Teremishkavu, Va'anche Ir, Anche Sudaim, Kach Nijish Bishis Rabba, this is the way it's Darshan in Medrash Rabbah. Tarim Yishkavu, before they rested, Va'anche Ha'ir Ha'yu B'fim Shal Malachim, the Malachim were talking about the people of the city. Shahayu Shalom Light, they were asking Light, Mativ Maseim, what's about these people? What's their nature? What do they do? Vu Aimelahem, he was telling them, Rubim Rashaim, most of them are Rashaim. Aydam Adam Abraham, and they were still speaking about them, Va'anche Sudaim, and then these men of Sudaim, they came and converged upon the house. And Upshuta Shalmekah, the simple understanding is, Va'anche Ha'ir, and the men of the city, Anche Resha, these evil people, Nosabu Abayas, they converged upon the house. Va'al Shahayu Rashaim, and because they're Rashaim, Nikraim Anche Sudaim, they're called Anche Sudaim, Kamash Amar Kasav, like the Pasuk says, Va'anche Sudaim, Raim Vachatayim, Kala Ami Katze, Mikse Oir Ada Katze, from one end of the city to the other, She'ein Echor Mehem Moichab Yadim. There wasn't a single person in the city that protested this. Shafil Tzadik Echor Ein Behem, there wasn't even one Tzadik in the city. So back to Chomish Pasuk, Heva, Yikru Elite, and they called to Light, Vayermulay, and they said to him, Ayeho Anoshim Asher Boi Lecha Alayla, where are those men that came to you tonight? Haitsiam Elenu, bring them out to us, Veneda Isam, and we shall know them. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk, Hey, Veneda Isam, what does that mean? Bemishkav Zachar, we would like to know them homosexually. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Light went out to the entrance to them. And he closed the door behind him. And he said, Al noachai tareu. Please do not act wickedly, my brothers. I have two daughters. Asher lo yadu ish. They have not known a man yet. I shall bring them out to you. And you could do to them whatever you would like. Only to these men, don't do anything to them. For they have come under the shade of my roof. Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Ches. These men. You should do this for my honor. Because they came under the shade of my roof. Meaning they've come under my protection. So don't do anything to them. You could do whatever you want to my daughters. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. And they said, Gesh Hala, approach, go away. Meaning move to the side. We don't care about you. And then they said, a man came to dwell among us, to be a sojourn, speaking about light himself, and then all of a sudden he acts as a judge. Now we're going to treat you worse than them. And they pressured light very much, and they approached to break the door. So the men, meaning the malachim, they stretched out their hands, and they brought light inside the house to them, and they closed the door. And the men that were at the entranceway of the house, they struck with blindness, from young until old, and they tried hard, but in vain, to find the entrance. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pesach. What is the entranceway of the house? That's the entranceway, like the hollow that you walk in and out of. Meaning they struck them with blindness. Why do they start with the youngest? The youngest one, they started the averish. Therefore, they were punished first. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. And the men said to light, who else do you have over here? Chasan, a son-in-law, sons and daughters, anyone else you have in the city, you should take out of the place. For we are going to destroy this place. Because their cry has reached all the way to Hashem, and Hashem sent us to destroy it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. They said, who else do you have over here? The simple understanding is, who else do you have in the city besides for your wife and your daughters in the house? If you have a son-in-law, or sons or daughters, take them out of this place. This is talking about grandchildren of your married daughters. Now the Medrash explains this to mean, now that you see they've been doing this terrible thing, do you have anything to defend them with? Because the whole night, light was busy trying to say nice things about the people of the city. So now we could read the pasuk as, do you have a mouth? Are you able to say anything nice about them now that you see what they were just about to do to you? Light went out, and he spoke to his sons-in-law, the takers of his daughters, and he said, get up and come out of this place, because Hashem is going to destroy the city. He just seemed like a jester in the eyes of his son-in-laws. They didn't take him seriously. Let's see, his sons-in-law, he had two married daughters in the city. What does that mean, the takers of his daughters? Those that were in the house, meaning his two daughters in the house, Arusas Lahem, they were engaged to these two young men, and he went to speak to them to tell them to save themselves. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dezvav, and as the dawn was rising, and the malachim, they pressured light, saying, come, get up, take your wife and your two daughters that are here, lest you be wiped out with the sin of the city. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Dezvav, and they pressured him, they hurried him, they're right here in the house, and you can save them. This is a simple understanding. Perhaps you're going to be wiped out, obliterated. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dezayin, and he delayed. So the men, they grabbed his hand and his wife's hand and the hands of his two daughters, with the mercy of Hashem on him. And they took him out and they placed him outside the city. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezayin. He delayed because he wanted to save his money. One of them was a shliach to save him, and his friend, meaning the other malach, he was supposed to turn over Sodom. That's why it says, he said, go save yourself. It doesn't say that they they said. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudayin, Vahichai Tziam Oisam Achutza, and it was when they took him outside, Vayomer, and he said, the Malach that was to save them, he Malat Al Nafshecha, you should save yourself, run away. Al Tabat Acharecha, do not look behind you, Va'al Tamed B'chol HaKikar, do not stay in the whole plain, meaning this whole area, don't stay here. Hahara Himalit Penti Safet, you should run to the mountain, lest you be wiped out along with the city. Let's see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Yudayin, Himalat Al Nafshecha, run for your life. Da'yechol HaHatzel Nefashais, it's efficient that you yourself are saved. Al Tachas Al Mamon, don't try to save your money as well. Al Tabat Acharecha, Atah Hirshata Imahim, you also were wicked with them, Ubeschus Avram Atanitzel, and the only reason why you're being saved is because of Avram. Ein Chakedai Liras B'Pernasim V'Atanitzel, it's not fitting that you're able to see their punishment and you're going to be saved because technically you should have been punished with them. B'chol HaKikar, Kikar Yardin, meaning the whole plain of the Yardin, Hahari Malit, run to the mountain. What's in the mountain? Eitzel Avram Barach, you should run to Avram. Shu Yeshiv Bahar, he was in the mountain. Shenemar it says, V'yatek Misham Ahara, V'af Achshav, and even now, Hayo Yeshiv Sham, he still lives there. Shenemar it says, Adamakam Ashahayo Sham Aholai B'tchila, V'af Alpisha Kasav, and even though it says, V'yal Avram, Oilam Harba Hayulai, Avram had many tents, V'nimshchu Ad Chevron, and they went all the way till Chevron, but Avram was still living in the mountain. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yomer Light Aleim, Light said to them, Al No Hashem, please not my master. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yud Ches, Al No Hashem, Rabbi Seinu Amru Chazal say, Shem Zeh Kodesh, this is the holy name of Hashem, Shenemar Boy, that says about it, L'Hachias is Nafshi, Mishi Yesh Biyadi L'Hamis L'Hachias, he has the ability to cause death or to bring to life, V'targumai B'vo Ka'an Hashem. So Light was speaking to Hashem, Al No Taimur Elai Limala Dahara, don't tell me to go run to the mountain. No, as Lashon Bakasha, he's asking, please. Now, why not? Why didn't Light want to run to the mountain? Back to Chumash Pasuk Yates, Hinei Na, see now that Matza Avdecha Chen Beinecha, that your servant has found favor in your eyes, V'tagdel Chasducha Asher Asisa Madi, and the kindness that you're doing with me is great, L'Hachias Nafshi, to enable me to live, V'noichi Loi Uchal Limala Tahara, I can't run to the mountain. Why not? Pentid Bakani Harava Mati, perhaps the evil is going to cling to me and I'm going to die. Let's see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Yates, why would he think that he would die if he goes to the mountain? Rashi tells us, Pentid Bakani Hara, Kshayisi Etzel Anshe Sudaim, when I lived with the people of Sudaim, Hayakosh Baruch Hu Raya Ma'asayu Ma'asay B'nei Ha'ir, Hashem looked at my deeds and then the deeds of the people of my city, V'yisi Nir Tzadik Kuchudai Linatzel, so I looked like a Tzadik compared to them, and so therefore I was fitting to be saved. Ukshaave Etzel Tzadik, but once I go to the Tzadik Avram, Ani Karasha, I'll be like a Rasha. And Mechain Omar Hatzarfatis El Yo, so too this woman said to El Yo, Basa Eli Lahaskia Savani, have you come to me to remind me of my sin? Actually, Basa Etzli, before you came to me, Hayakosh Baruch Hu Raya Ma'asayu Ma'asay Ami, Hashem saw my deeds and the deeds of my nation, and I was the more righteous. But Umishabasa Esli, now that you've come to me, Lafima Secha, based off of your deeds, Ani Rasham, I'm considered like an evil person. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav, where did Light want to run if not to the mountain? Hine Noha Ira Zais, behold this city, Kriva Lanus Shama, it's close to run over there, Vihi Mitzar, and it's small. Imalta Na Shama, I shall run over there and be saved. Haloi Mitzar He, is not small, Uschi Nafshi, and my soul shall live, meaning I shall be saved. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Chav. What city was he talking about? Ha'ir Hazais Kriva. What does that mean? Kriva Yeshivasa. It just recently became inhabited, Nisyashva Mikarov, Lefikach Len Smalas Asadai, and therefore it has not become full, it's not time yet to punish it, Umahi Krivasa. And what does that mean? That it just got settled, that it's a very fresh city, and therefore it hasn't sinned enough to be destroyed. Midara Flaga, that means since the Dara Flaga, it's a fairly recent development. Shenispago Anashim Vishilus Yashiv Ish Ishbim Kaimai. Since the Dara Flaga, people spread out and they started settling different places. Vihi Aisa Bishnas Mais Peleg, and this was at the time of the death of Peleg, meaning the Dara Flaga, and Misham Adkan Nun Ben Shana. From then until now was 52 years. Shepelag Meis Bishnas Mem Ches Lavram, because Peleg died when Avram was 58 years old. So Ketzad, how do we know this? Put your math cap on. Peleg Chayach Rehilida Esreu raised Hes Shana. Peleg lived after he gave birth to Reu 209 years. Tzemeham Lamed Beis Kishanay Srug. Take out 32 years since Srug was born. Misrug Ad Shanay Nachar Lamed. And then from Srug until Nachar was born 30 years. Hare Samach Beis, that's 62 years. Umi Nachar Ad Shanay Terech Chavtes. And from Nachar until Terech was born, that's 29. Hare Tzadi Aleph together, that's 91. Misham Al-Chanel and Avram Ayin, from then till Avram was born, that's another 70. Hare Kuf Samach Aleph, that's a total of 161. Ten Lehem Mem Ches, now add 48. Hare Reish Tes, so that's a total of 209. So that means that Avram was 48 when Peleg died, and Va'isa Shana, that year, Ha'isa Shnas Aflaga, that was the year of the Aflaga. And Uchshenecher Vasudem, when Sudem was destroyed, Hay Avram Ben Sadi Tes Shana, Avram was 99. Hare Midar Haflaga, Ad Kan, Nun Beis Shana, that turns out from the Dar Haflaga until now is 52 years. Now Vitzoyar, this city that we're speaking about, which is called Tzoyar, it delayed being inhabited a full year after Sodom and the surrounding cities. Hu Shenemar, that's why he says, let me run over there. Na is Begematria Nun Aleph. It's Gematria 51, meaning it's only been inhabited for 51 years, not 52 years. Therefore, it's not completely full of sin, so it's not ripe yet to destroy it. It only has a few sins. And you can save it, you don't have to destroy it. And my soul can live. live in it. That's what the measure says. The simple understanding is, it's a small city, and there's only a few people there. You shouldn't really care to save that city and not destroy it and let me live in it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah to see what Hashem responded to light. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.